On a second down and five play, a quick throw for 7 yards to Demond Sanders by who else? Robon Banks, and it's 1st and 10 Redskins. Beginning of the second period here, Union trailing 13-0, but driving now at the 37-yard line of Bixby. Banks in the shotgun. A.J. Green set to his left. 3 receivers wide left. Now A.J. is going to go in motion to the right. Banks is straight back looking. He's got some pressure. Here he goes, and he's going to be taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Robon tried to dance just a little bit, and when he did, the pocket collapsed a little too much, coming from two different sides. Bixby brought a little bit of everybody, and the guy who made the play was Bo Bertelli, 5'11", 182-pound junior, and that's going to be a loss of 5, and it'll be 2nd down and 15. And Robon just hesitated a little there. That's where you get rid of it.
Yeah, he's going to get there. It's just, you know, you just can't hesitate.
And he's so confident in his ability to run, and I get that. But at that point, he just had a collapse on him. So now Union at their own 42. Need the 27 for the first down. It'll be 2nd and 15. Union going from right to left here at Lee Snyder Field. Motion again by Green. Back again is Robon. He's got pressure again. Running to his right, and he just dropped the ball. Oh. It just fell out of his hands, and it's recovered by Bixby. Following almost directly behind him, once again, was Bo Bertelli, who's been really good tonight. And Robon just dropped the ball. I have to think his hands are sweaty, and the ball's probably somewhat wet. But that's going to be Bixby's football at the 50. Now, Kirk Frederick is trying to say it was a forward pass, but, Tom, it looked to me like it came out as it was going backwards.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, which
that's just
not easy.
It's just a bad break.
Oh, it's...
So that'll be Bixby's football with a 10:34 to go in the second period. The Red Spartans already up 13-0. They're at their own 49-yard line. Quickly, here they come. Mason Williams will run the hurry up, and he'll have Presley to his right. 3 receivers, 2 left side, 1 right. The giant Bixby Spartan helmet here. And looking to the sidelines is Williams with his arms spread out like, hey, we don't have enough players. Puckett runs on. He'll play short slot right. Now some motion inside, straight back as Williams. He's got pressure. He's going to have to hurry. Williams, he is firing it straight downfield, and that ball is nearly intercepted. It's incomplete. That was tremendous coverage by Jakari Jenkins. He actually got in front of the intended receiver. And that intended receiver was, let's see, I believe that was once again Haas. But he got in front of Haas and really had the opportunity to make that interception and just couldn't catch it. They had too much smoke for both guys. It'll be 2nd and 10. Once again, Bixby at their own 49, quickly to the line of scrimmage. This time in a diamond formation. Now Presley moves to the right. Hand off of Presley inside, and he is swallowed by Robertson right away. He probably lost a quarter of a yard, but they're not going to mark him back. They're just going to leave him right there. That was a tremendous play. Tremendous play in there by Matthias Robertson. He's only a junior, too. This linebacking crew for Union, Robertson, and you're looking at Ford, good group. 3rd and 10 now for Bixby at their own 49. They're up 13-0 with 10 minutes to go in the second period. Williams quick count and then looks to the sidelines. Stacked backfield, Presley behind him. Now Presley moves to his left. Williams straight back, has lots of time. He's going to fire kind of deep again, goes right side, ball caught at the 38-yard line. That is a really nice throw and catch. Hill is a guy who made that catch, and it's not terrible coverage in there. Union had people in place, but they just could not defend a perfectly thrown ball. Jamori Ray was there, but that's good for 13 and a first down. Bixby already quickly to Union's 37-yard line. And, Tom, that's just execution.
That's awesome pass and a great route.
Williams now has motion behind him in the shotgun again. Williams looks, has pressure, throws right side. That ball knocked away. That's a tremendous play by Jaden Rowe. He threw it to Hill again, and he fired it out there, and Jaden just came right across his face and knocked it down. It'll be 2nd and 10. And at least you get a break here for a second, Tom.
Yeah. He's amazing, that quarterback. I mean, I read all about it, and I hadn't gotten to see him play.
3,400-plus yards, he's
the
real deal.
His arm is so strong.
2nd and 10 now for the Spartans at Union's 37. Back is Williams throwing again right side. Caught. Presley's all alone. It's a 30, 25, 20, and dances inside. Rowe right there, and Presley tried to make a move on Rowe and kind of lost his footing and just fell down. But there is a flag and a hold. This will come back. Presley somehow got wide open by himself right side. Williams quickly dumped the ball to him, and then he was gone. But this will come back. That would have been a first down down around the 20-yard line. Instead, they'll move it back from the 37, and this should take it to about the 47. We'll get the official call from Harold Allspaugh. He's telling Warren Montgomery it was a hug. So they will move it to the 47, and it'll be 2nd down and 20 now for Bixby. But they're up 13-0 with 9:29 to go. I'm sure they don't want to get sloppy, and Coach Montgomery runs such a specific offense. He's kind of in the Gus Malzahn range from that spacing and those kinds of things. But then so's Dub.
Yeah.
You got two guys who are very much into the perfection part of football. Second and 20 for Bixby. Williams in the shotgun. Rob moves to his left. Out is Presley. Firing right side. Ball caught at the 42-yard line. Guy making the play was Snyder, and he goes all the way down to the 28-yard line. It looked like he stepped out to 35, but he kept going, and they said no, he didn't. Shane Fields was finally there to make the play, but he nearly got the first down. He got 16. They're going to actually, he gave him 18 on that. It'll be at Union's 29-yard line, and it'll be third down and three. Quickly to the line of scrimmage, Williams tried to get Union to jump, and they wouldn't. Presley back in behind him. Two receivers set far left side. Now one walks back inside the hash, the other far outside. Presley now to the right. Williams back, looking, firing right side. And once again, Presley makes the catch. This time he's taken down quickly by Ford, but not before he had the first down. And you can see what they're doing out there. It's just it's not any different than a rub route. Jackson Rogers is going inside and just stopping so he didn't get called for the penalty, and he's rubbing right off the outside of him. That's just smart.
Yeah.
So with 8:56 to go in this second period, 13-0 Bixby, and they are moving again. Now first and 10 at the Redskins' 25-yard line, and the Redskins have to be a little bit tired. Three receivers going left side. Presley's one. He's in the slot. Two receivers stacked to the right. Williams alone in the backfield in the shotgun. There's the snap. Quick throw. Presley makes the catch at the 25, jumps inside Ford, but Ford got him down. It's just impossible to really stop that, Tom, because if you get tight coverage on Presley, he'll just run by you.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, if even the wideouts, they're way off of them, if they get up on them, then they're going to go the fly route.
So it's second and five, ball now at the 20-yard line as Bixby continues to move. Once again, in the shotgun, Williams this time. Presley's right next to him, hands off to Presley, and Roberson once again just swallowed him right there. Roberson just whipped Ian Lonsdale, and, you know, he just got underneath him, got underneath his pad level, lifted him up, and just pushed him backwards. So that's a gain of nothing. As a matter of fact, I think they may have lost a half yard. This may end up being third down and about six. They'll move it back to the 21. They need about the 15, 8 minutes to go. First half, 13-0. The Spartans, two receivers left side. Presley is on the inside of that grouping, just outside the hash marks. Two receivers stacked right side. And a very short slot on the right side as well as Puckett. Now motion by Presley. Quick fake to him. They're going to try to throw a screen back door, and they did to Puckett. He makes the catch inside the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and he is down at the 1. Presley made the catch, jumped inside, a very well-designed play, and he got all the way to the 1-yard line before he was taken down. Fortunately for Union, that's where Jamori Ray was, but that's going to be a touchdown, and you can see Warren Montgomery's wheels turning. Now, Bixby is walking backwards, but I did not see a flag.
Ooh.
But there must have been one. Now,
yes.
There's not a flag on the field, but now we are getting a holding call against Bixby, and the Spartans will walk backwards. Did you see a flag?
No, I did not.
Did anybody see a flag? Well, Harold Osbaugh did.
Yeah.
And he's the guy in charge, so he's going to bring that back. Instead of being first and goal at the 1 with 7:35 to go in this half, Bixby will be back at the Union 26 and have third and 11. I'll take that.
Yeah, this Union has to make a stop here.
Four receivers, two to either side. Presley will once again be in the backfield with Williams. Williams in the shotgun, Presley to his left. Third down 11 at the Union 26. Straight back as Williams. Looks to throw right, can't. Rolls to his right. Going to have to hurry, got pressure. He finally fires, and the ball is caught at the 24-yard line. That was Snyder who made the catch, and he got lit up right away. It's a tremendous play and hit in there by Brockett, but that is good for right at the first down. It's going to be down to around the, looks like a 17. It's going to be fourth down and about one for the Spartans. So with 7 minutes to go in this half, up 13-0, Bixby will make another decision. That decision is let's go for it. This time it will be Presley in the shotgun by himself, and he runs straight up the middle and has the first down. Presley, and not really the wildcat, because all he's doing is moving at the quarterback position, but in a diamond formation. He gets it down to the 13-yard line before Roberson grabs him. It'll be first down Spartans there. I thought they might practice the field goal. I guess not.
Yeah.
Just dreaming, huh?
Yeah, just dreaming. I thought they might try one also.
Yeah, 6:52 to go in this first half. Bixby has been everything advertised offensively. They will have it now at the Union 12 to 13 yard line. They're kind of right in the middle there. Williams again will send two receivers to the right. He's got one way out to the left side. Presley just to his left in the shotgun as well. Presley gets it to the right side. He's going to be forced backwards, and he's taken down for a loss. Gabe Ford was right there, and also with him was Jaden Rowe, and that was a tremendous play by Gabe Ford, who, in my opinion, will be one of the best defensive players in the state this year. That's a loss of three, and it'll be second down from about Union's 15-yard line, and you can't coach what Gabe Ford has, and that's natural ability.
Exactly. You can't coach it.
He is big, he is strong, he is fast, and now he's got 1 year under his belt. He's only a junior. Second down for Bixby. They don't get there very often. Two receivers far left side, one to the right. Williams looks. Now he goes to the sideline, and he's going to check and get a play. Presley takes a break next to him, and now he's back in his stance in the shotgun to his right. Williams once again goes forward and looks backwards. He's going to have to hurry or call a timeout, and they do call a timeout. So 5:46 to go in this first half, 13-0. And the Spartans call a timeout. They'll have it again next when we come back on KRMG.
When you get glasses or an eye exam at Dr. Jeff Long's Children and Family Eye Care, part of your purchase supports their Specs program and provides a free eye exam and glasses to someone in need. Go to KRMG.com and submit for yourself or someone else that needs this gift.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with Pay Me Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
5:46 to go here in this first half at Lee Snyder Field in Bixby. Rick Corey, Tom Stockton, and the Union Redskins are trailing 13-0. Richard Johns is with us. Chris Lincoln's even in the booth. It's a cast of thousands, as we've said before. And we, I haven't had time to mention this because this has been a very fast-moving game, but we're dedicating this entire season to Doc Blevins.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Doc, who was with Union for about 162 years before he had a series of strokes last year and died, is obviously not on the sidelines for us. But I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do something special tonight. We're going to run Doc's last halftime interview at halftime tonight. And it was with Ricky Stromberg, former Union player, who's now at Arkansas. I'll explain once again as we get into halftime, because I don't want you to think it's live. Obviously, it's not, because they'll be talking about some things that are dated. But I want to hear from Doc one last time, and we will dedicate the entire season to a man who dedicated his life to others and to this school.
Yeah, he had a tremendous, tremendous influence on my son when he was there at Union.
You couldn't count the number of people he had influence.
No, thousands.
Second down and 13 for Bixby, up 13-0 at Union's 21-yard line. Williams in the shotgun. Hands it to Cobb on his right side, who powers forward, and Robertson hits him right away. Gabe Ford is there as well, and he'll get maybe a 1.5. He is a big player, Rob, who's going to be in there at fullback. Jersey Rob is 5'10", 200 pounds, and that's as a sophomore. He is a good-looking kid, and he'll get bigger. So it'll be third down. They're going to give him no gain. It'll be third down and 13. 5:24 to go, 13-0 Spartans. And after two quick touchdown drives, they have settled a little bit, haven't they?
And they need to get a stop right here.
Two receivers either side. Williams in the shotgun. Motion inside. Makes the fake. Here comes the pressure, and he's down. Oh, Roberson came flying up the middle, and Presley was already out of the backfield. Williams saw him and just collapsed, but Roberson is down. He ran by him and then just fell straight to the ground, and they're calling out the trainers. R.J. Wilson is over the top of him. Dan is already out there. That would be Dan Newman, the athletic trainer, one of the best in the business. That's a tremendous loss of about 7, taking Bixby all the way back to the Union 28-yard line. But the question now is, how is Matthias Roberson? He has been a machine tonight already with several tackles. And I don't really see him holding anything specific, Tom. He just fell down like something hurt.
Well, somebody's playing with it. No.
They're not? Oh, no. I see what it is. All right. I see how he's moving his fingers. It's a nerve.
Yeah.
He is opening and closing his hands. When you hit someone in a certain way, and we've all had that happen, you whack your elbow and the nerve goes numb.
Yeah.
And he's moving and all, but he's opening and closing his hands because you can tell he's got some kind of a, what's probably a nerve thing. Dan Newman is inspecting underneath the pads. There's an official in the way. I can't quite tell. But he's right down on him, and they're asking him to squeeze his hand. And of course, at this point, what they have to make sure of is this is not a neck injury or a spine.
Right.
And if it is, they will not move him until they can safely get out backboards and such. We'll wait and hear from Dan Newman. No, he's going to get up. When I say Dan Newman is nationally known, I'm not kidding. That is that
news.
The head athletic trainer here for years has been nationally known for a long time. He's been a leader in high school when it comes to concussions and things like that. He is respected, and he is listened to. At Union, if he says a player's out,
he's out. Yeah.
So Roberson with a tremendous play, and now, of course, Union's going to have to replace him, and Roberson has just been magnificent tonight. So with 4:59 to go here in the half, up 13-0, Bixby will now face a fourth down. And it looks like they're going to have, it looks like about 22. They're all the way back at the Union 24-ish yard line. Yeah, they need down to the three, so it's about a 21-yarder. So it'll be fourth and about 21. For some reason, the announcer said 16, but that wouldn't be good math. And we will get this thing back underway. Union needs to hold this thing here. Two receivers far left, two short, slot right. Williams in the shotgun, Presley directly behind him, and he should shift. He does now slightly to the left. Williams, straight back. He's going to try to pop this thing to the end zone. Throws it deep, and it is almost intercepted. He was going deep right away. Wanted that Luke Haas, the big receiver, but a tremendous play in there by Hayden Brockett, who cut right in front and almost picked it off. He did not. And it's really best, Tom, because Union's going to have better field position
exactly.
Because he didn't catch it.
I was just starting to say that.
So that's going to be a turnover on Bixby on downs. And, you know, Kirk Frederick said to me the other day, you can't stop him. What you have to hope is you get a fumble or you do get a turnover or you get a downs, which is a gained half possession. And that's what Union's trying to take advantage of right here.
Yeah, Union needs to do something with this.
Quickly.
No doubt about it. Right.
4:28 to go in the half, trailing 13-0. Here come the Redskins. They'll have first down at their own 18-yard line. Rovon Banks, the quarterback, to his right, A.J. Green. Three receivers to the right. Belt is the inside man. Shea is in the middle, and the outside guy is Bohannon. Fumbled snap, but it's picked up by Rovon. He's got some room, 20, 25. Rovon across the 27, and that's where he'll go down. Boy, Rovon Banks turned nothing into something right there, and he did it in a hurry. He ended up making, it looks like a good five and a half out of that before Connor Stacey made the tackle, and that's stalling a broken play. So it'll be second down and five with 4 minutes to go here in the half, trailing 13-0 for the Redskins. Bohannon breaks the huddle first. He'll come far left. Dan in the middle again. Belt is the inside receiver. Three of those to the left side this time. And once again. No, it is not Rovon. Now it's the backup quarterback who dropped the football. It's Tempest who dropped the football. Tempest was in to throw the ball and just dropped it. He started to throw it quickly left. They were going to go with a wide receiver screen, and it just fell out of his hands, much like it did Rovon Banks earlier. And that's going to be a loss of about two, and Union's already at third down and 12. And I didn't even see Rovon leave the game.
I didn't either.
Now Tempest will leave the game. Well, I'm not sure if he's going to leave. I think his helmet may have come off, and he may have to leave. And Union's just milling around right now. So it's going to be third down. They're going to move the ball to around the 21-yard line. And Union's going to have to call a timeout. They're minus a quarterback. We'll take a break and see what they do when they return. 3:40 to go, first half, 13-0 Bixby. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on air. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Normalcy, well, at least some of it. Football tonight, high school football in Oklahoma. Rick Corey, Tom Stockton, Richard Johns, and even Chris Lincoln. We have a cast, man. We are here at Lee Snyder Field in Bixby, where with 3:33 to go in this first half, Bixby leads by a score of 13-0 over the Union Redskins. The last play was ruled an incomplete pass, and that's where the ball slipped out of the hands of Tempest, the backup quarterback. So they have moved it right back to where it was, and that's around the, we're going to call it the 23-yard line, and it will be third down and 10 for Union. The question is, who's going to play quarterback? Rovon Banks had left the game. Tempest came in. He had left when his helmet popped off, and now Rovon is back. So they're actually going to move it all the way up to the 27, 26. It's going to end up being third down and about six right there. Three receivers spread wide left side. That's the near side, press box side. Rovon Banks in the shotgun. Quick snap, has it, throws it quickly over the middle, and it's complete, pardon me, to Devon Sanders, who has just been tremendous tonight. That's a good for another 10 yards. Haas in there on that tackle again. The Redskins move the chains, and they need to, trailing 13-0 with 3:20 to go. I like Rovon's early decision-making.
Right, that was a good throw. That was just what we needed.
So now first down Redskins. They're at the 38-yard line, their own 38. Oh. They'll send two receivers left side. Dan is the far outside guy, and he's 6'4".
Tempest is back in.
Tempest is back in at quarterback. That's right. He's got Green to his left. Tempest has the snap straight back. Looks, and he's going to have to hurry. He goes down. Tempest didn't have a whole lot of time.
No.
Because all you had to do is look around, and there were two Bixby Spartans right there. The first one was Robert Saavedra. Or pardon me, not Robert Saavedra. That was, let's get that right, Jack Puckett. Puckett was there in a hurry, and he dragged him down, and that will be a long, long second down and about 20 yards to go for Union all the way back at their 19. And that's kind of where the 29. That's kind of how it's gone.
Yeah.
You get a really good play, and you get one going backwards. Tempest will remain in. Grayson Tempest, the backup quarterback here. He's only a sophomore, 5'11", 151 pounds. You've probably heard that family name. Three receivers to Tempest, left side. Has the snap, back, looks, inside toss. A.J. Green had a little room across the 30, but not much more than that. He's taken down right there. Up off the bottom of that pile, once again, is Connor Stacy, who's been very good tonight. And it'll be third down now at about 14. 2 minutes to go in this second period. 13-0, Bixby, and they'd like one more shot at it here. And remember, they'll get the kickoff to start the second half.
Yep.
Union needs it here. It's third down and 15. Ball at their own 33-yard line. They're going to need the 48. Tempest in the shotgun. Three receivers to his left. Now, A.J. Green in motion. Tempest has to hurry to throw. He throws it, and that ball is intercepted. He was trying to get it once again to Sanders. It was tipped twice, and Nick Waddell intercepted that football, and it will be Bixby's football right there at the 41-yard line of Union. And Tempest tried to make the right throw, but Tommy threw it a little bit to the inside.
All right. I believe it was the right choice. The ball could have just been put in a little bit more to the front of him.
And he did not have much time either. Bixby was coming after.
No, they were coming.
So with a minute 41 to go in this half, up 13-0, Bixby is going to bring the air raid at you. Coming back out is who else? Mason Williams, Braylon Presley will be in the backfield with him. They're going to go with one receiver far right side. Presley is now in the slot left side. They're going to hand the ball off twice. Now to Presley. Now back to Williams. He's going to try to throw it, and he's taken down. Union did not get fooled by that. Braylon Irving Fisher just swallowed Williams up all the way back at the Union 47-yard line. That is a loss of 12 yards, and it'll be second down and 22. Quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Williams is going to try to call signals, but he can't. There are players running on and off the field. Two receivers either side. Presley to his right now. Williams back. Sets. Now he moves up. He's going to run it. He's at midfield. One move, and he gets across it, but not very far. He's around the 46-yard line, taken down by Caleb Kahlo and Michael Thomas. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, a Cox Media Group station.
Third down and about 16 for Bixby. They're going to throw it left side. Williams just over the head of his intended receiver, Luke Koss. And just like that, it's fourth down for the Bixby Spartans. And Union does a tremendous job on the trick play of swallowing that up and then making the incomplete throw there. And, Tom, even if it's complete, that's nowhere close to a first down. No. And so with 39 seconds to go, Bixby will bring out their punter. Union will have at least an opportunity to not let these guys in the end zone again. The guy who will punt is Connor Nolan. He's standing back around his 42-yard line.
Play it safe.
Union will send Troy Franklin back, a receiver. Boy, that's a tremendous punt. That thing might make the end zone, but he is caught instead. And somehow, I thought he made the fair catch. He did not. He did not make the fair catch. Instead, Ja'Kari Jenkins made the grab over his shoulder and brought that thing back upfield. Good job by number three. He returned it for about the 10 to around the, I think they're going to mark him around the, what, the 16-yard line, Tom? So that was, first of all, that was gutsy and a little bit dangerous.
Yes.
You know, if you're trying to cause a spark.
There's a fine line between
crazy and smart.
Yeah, crazy and smart.
Well, I've always been on the wrong side of that line.
Smart?
No.
Oh, okay.
24 seconds to go in this half. Union trailing 13-0. They'll have the football, but deep in their own territory. They're at their 17. We're going to have to find out at the half, and we might have to send Tom grumping all the way down there to see what happened to Robon Banks. No, he's back. All right. You just saved the trip.
Not good. Thank you.
No elevator here, so Tom was complaining already.
No, I wasn't.
No, he did not complain. First and 10, Union. Robon Banks back. He is in the shotgun. A.J. Green to his left. Robon going to hand off to A.J. Left side. Got a little bit of room. Cross the 20. A.J. across the 25 with the 26-yard line. They'll mark him there for a gain of about 8.
On the carry,
finally
two,
dragged down in there by that was Preston Solomon. And so, actually, they're going to give him a first down, I think. And Union calls a timeout. We'll take one as well. 12 seconds to go in this half. 13-0 Bixby. Redskins back with it next on KRMG.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football. 102.3 KRMG. Tulsa's news and talk.
At Lee Snyder Field in Bixby. Redskins trailing 13-0 with 12 seconds to go in this first half to the Bixby Spartans. They gave a first down carry to A.J. Green right there. A.J.'s been quiet in this first half. Had a couple of runs he popped, but he's really kind of been a decoy for much of this half. It will be first down Union now at their own 27-yard line, but obviously not a lot of time here, and the clock will run at 16 and starting to count. A.J. Green will be the setback under center this time, Robon Banks. Two tight ends, short slot. Looks like they're going to hand it off again. And they will. A.J. dances left and is taken down in the backfield. He lost a couple of yards there, but Union was just really trying to get to the half, and that's probably exactly what's going to happen. Tackle in there once again by Dylan Wilkerson. And that was a nice play right there, and that's going to do it. That will run out this first half. So Bixby very prolific early. Union settled in defensively, and that's where we stand. Bixby 13, Union nothing. Back with our halftime next on KRMG.